Well, I was very proud of our team today and coming out in an elimination game facing Kyle Wright, who, if you ask our coaching staffs, is the best guy we faced all year long at our place. He was dominant, maybe one of the best prospects in the country as far as an underclassman, and I felt like our offense was very determined today and scored 5 2-out runs there in the first inning, and Kyle really settled in after that, and I thought he was fantastic on the mound. Mike did a great job behind the plate. And, you know, just proud of the way we played today.
Questions for Michael and Kyle. Front row, guys.
Roger, D1 Baseball. Michael, what did you guys kind of do differently? What did you see maybe differently from Kyle Wright as opposed to a couple weeks ago when he had some success against you guys?
Yeah, well, anytime you face a pitcher for the second time, it's going to be – you get a better view of him. And today during batting practice, I thought our intent during batting practice was – absolutely outstanding. We really stuck to our approach today. We kind of got away from what we did the first time, and today we just all had 1 through 9 were just real tough outs. I mean, I don't think we had any soft outs early and soft, but you know, really competed well 1 through 9, and you know, we just kept our foot down on them.
Mike, you touched on this a little bit, but y'all be facing Chad Smith of Ole Miss tomorrow. You saw him last Saturday. What did you see from him last week? And as you said, I guess it does help you a little bit seeing the same guy 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're looking forward to the challenge because he beat us at our place when we could have won an SEC championship. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I know all the guys on our team are doing the same. I mean, he's going to fill the zone up with a lot of strikes, worked both sides of the plate, mixed in a couple off-speed pitches. But if we stick to our approach, I mean, he's going to be tough to beat us. So.
Back row.
Kyle, what did you have working for you today? Not a no-hitter today, but another solid out, and you really seemed to settle in.
Yeah, I thought I established fastball on both sides of the plate, mixed in a few breaking balls and changeups, but we just, you know, had a good pitch selection on them and finished them in when we needed to and got ground balls.
Any more questions for the players? Thank you, guys. You guys can step down. Thank you. We'll resume now with head coach Rob Childress, front and center coach.
Coach, obviously the offense had a big day, but you look at the job that Nick Banks has kind of done the last couple of weeks, and he's kind of finding his stride again. What are you maybe seeing differently from him? He seems a little bit more confident up there.
Well, I think you answered your own question. I think it's a confidence thing. I don't think he's doing anything different. You know, through the ups and downs and roller coaster of a season, he continues to be an amazing teammate, an amazing worker, an amazing leader. And, you know, he's certainly confident right now, and every time he steps in the box, he feels like he's going to get a hit. And, you know, obviously he's been very, very good for us the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Back to you, Lev.
Coach, some changes in the lineup today, both in the order and a new face with Joel Davis. What did you think about this group, and what were they able to give you today?
Well, they gave us an outstanding performance against one of the best in the country, and just felt like it was time to make some changes. We haven't done the things offensively that we've done most of the year, and felt like it was time to move some guys around a little bit and give them a fresh look. And, you know, they certainly made us look smart as coaches today by the way they performed and against a really, really good arm in Kyle Wright.
Obviously, your offense did a good job, but what did you kind of see from Wright that was maybe just a little bit different from the game in College Station a few weeks ago?
Well, he's a guy that he's got such outstanding stuff, wipeout curveball, wipeout cutter, slider. And you're only going to get one pitch in at bat to handle against him. And if you miss it, he's gonna put you down. And, you know, when he did make a mistake, our guys didn't miss it. And, you know, the mistakes that he, you know, were few and far between. But when he did make mistakes, our guys were able to capitalize on it. And, you know, we certainly weren't able to do that during the regular season against him.
Coach, y'all took 2 out of 3 from Ole Miss last week. How much confidence does that give you heading into tomorrow?
Well, I mean, it's a different week, and Ole Miss is really swinging the bats well right now, and the kid that we're going to face was really good against us at our place, you know, in a hostile environment. I mean, he pitched an outstanding game, was up to 95 with a very good breaking ball he could throw in any count, and, you know, it's going to be another challenge, much like today was with Kyle Wright. And, you know, hopefully our guys will be up to the challenge and we can slow them down a little bit offensively. And, you know, that's been the one good thing about this, our pool is, you know, the last 3 weeks of the season, those are the 3 teams that we played. So there is some familiarity there. but we're going to have to play at a very high level, and we're going to have to pitch at a very high level the way they're swinging the bats.
Do you prefer that familiarity, or would you rather see teams that you saw earlier?
For me, I prefer the familiarity, you know, as far as the preparation of the hitters goes and how we're going to attack them, and I would think our players do too, and what they've seen a week ago and tomorrow's starter, you know, they're going to be able to take with them into tomorrow's game. Not sure yet. You know, we've gotten three really good starts with the first three games, so we've got some options, and, you know, we'll talk about it as a staff and try to make a decision this evening and let everybody know.
Any more questions?
Right-handed.
I'm sorry.